The type of warning signs someone would look for are short-term memory loss, forgetting what you ate for breakfast, forgetting people's names, confusion, personality changes, lack of judgment. But what differentiates this from other memory problems is that it's typically a pattern. So, and one might not one might forget where they put their keys, but they also may forget what keys are used for. But it's really not right for people to self-report memory problems, looking at just warning signs. If they do notice symptoms like this, they really should be discussing this with a healthcare professional.
And what happens if your parents, you notice this in your parents, when do you take that action to talk to mom or dad and say, I think something's wrong, we need to go to a doctor?
It really is the sooner the better. And the reason is that not all memory problems are Alzheimer's disease. There are many symptoms that mirror other conditions, reversible conditions like thyroid problems, depression, vitamin deficiency. So the sooner these are treated, they can be reversed. And if it is Alzheimer's disease, we are strong believers in early detection. There is no cure right now for the disease. There's nothing that could prevent it or effectively reverse it. But there are available treatments that may help slow symptoms of the disease. There are behavioral interventions, environmental modifications that can help prevent falls or other injuries and prevent wandering. These are all the kind of things that can improve quality of life if someone has Alzheimer's disease. So the earlier, the better.
Do we know why some people get it and others don't?
I wish we knew why. I think if we knew the exact cause of Alzheimer's disease, we'd be that much closer to a cure. We know that advanced age is the greatest known risk factor. There are also some genetic factors, family history of Alzheimer's disease, environmental factors. We also know that lifestyle choices are really important. They don't necessarily prevent the disease. There's no hard evidence of that. But we know what's good for the heart is good for the brain. So we really encourage people to make those healthy lifestyle choices, to eat well, to exercise, to do mental stimulation, to be social. It might help in the long run.
At what age or age range does Alzheimer's usually begin to show itself?
The majority of people with Alzheimer's disease are 65 or older. The incidence of the disease does double every 5 years after age 65. But people must remember that it can strike at a younger age. There's a rarer form of the disease that does get diagnosed with people in their 30s, 40s, 50s. And that's why it's so important not to discount memory problems if you are younger than age 65.
Does Alzheimer's run in the family? If your mom or your grandmother had it, are you more likely to get it?
Family history, genetics is a risk factor for Alzheimer's disease. It's primarily more of a risk factor with the younger type of Alzheimer's disease, the one that does occur in people in their 30s, 40s, 50s. But if you have a gene for Alzheimer's disease, it doesn't necessarily mean that you will get Alzheimer's disease.
You say there's no cure, but there are some treatments. What are some of the treatments to, I guess, lessen the impact or slow the progress?
There are four drugs that have been approved by the FDA that may help slow progression of symptoms, and these drugs are approved for mild, moderate, and severe stages of the disease. They come in different dosages and different forms, such as pills, tablets, patches. In addition, there's behavioral interventions that can take place. There are recreational therapies like music therapies, art therapies, mental exercises, socialization that really can improve quality of life.
What is the first step when someone's been diagnosed? What is the first treatment? What would a doctor tell you?
A doctor would prescribe or suggest the available treatment options. I would hope that they would suggest to families to get educated about the disease so they know what to expect as it progresses. I would hope that they would suggest to people to reach out for resources to national organizations like the Alzheimer's Foundation of America, to local organizations from coast to coast that offer hands-on services. It's really important for people to get the support they need, to join support groups, to have a person with the disease become a part of an adult day program, for example, to put care plans in place. The earlier it's detected, an individual with the disease can make their wishes known about end-of-life care and can get their legal and financial documents in place. These are the type of steps that people should be taking.
Is Alzheimer's a terminal illness?
It is a terminal illness. It is actually among the top leading causes of death in the U.S., and it is the only chronic disease where the death statistics are on the rise, why other diseases like heart disease, AIDS, stroke is declining. So it really is a crisis. Right now, Alzheimer's disease is the most costly, most feared, and the fastest growing health threat in the U.S.
What's in place for the caretakers and the children of people who have Alzheimer's when you watch someone who you used to know and who used to take care of you deteriorate mentally and to the point where maybe they don't even know you anymore? How does a person cope with that? What's open to that person?
There is no doubt that family members who are watching a loved one with Alzheimer's disease, especially that this disease can progress from 2 to 20 years, we're talking about a very long time. So there is no doubt that the emotional toll, the practical toll, the financial toll is extremely enormous. And the best advice I could give to any family caregiver is don't think you can go alone. They sort of feel guilty about reaching out for help. They think they can be the heroes. And they are heroes, there's no doubt. But everyone needs support. They need to try to prevent caregiver burnout, so they should be reaching out and joining support groups, talking to social workers, getting care teams involved so friends, family can be with their loved one while they could go get some respite for themselves.